With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The death toll is rising as severe weather slams the southern U.S. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says at least 9 people have died after heavy flooding across the state. In a news conference, he said that President Trump has already approved a disaster declaration and FEMA will respond to the hardest hit areas. At least one other person was killed in Georgia when a thunderstorm toppled a tree onto a home in Atlanta. That happened early Sunday. Dozens of water rescues also reported. House Republicans launched their budget plan out of committee. House Republican Whip Tom Emmer lists some of the wasteful spending discovered at USAID by DOGE.
$20 million for a Sesame Street show in Iraq. $1.5 million to promote LGBT advocacy in Jamaica. $2 million for sex changes and LGBT activism in Guatemala. $1.5 million to advance diversity, equity, and inclusion in Serbia's workplaces and business communities.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Trump administration is firing hundreds of people at the Department of Homeland Security. Many of the layoffs were at FEMA, but workers were also terminated at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency and at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. A DHS spokesperson said, under President Trump's leadership, we are making sweeping cuts and reform across the federal government. President Trump had a Valentine's Day warning for illegals.
The administration shared a Valentine's Day card on social media. It featured Mr. Trump and Border Czar Tom Homan's faces on a pink backdrop adorned with red hearts. The card had a warning message to illegal aliens hiding from ICE officers. It read, "Roses are red, violets are blue. Come here illegally, and we'll deport you."
That is correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. This is SRN News. President Trump is receiving praise from some unexpected quarters, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Martina Navratilova was an iconic women's tennis champion. She's also an open lesbian, an LGBT activist, a Democrat, and a harsh critic of Mr. Trump. But she is cheering his executive order aimed at keeping men out of women's sports, saying the Democrats totally dropped the ball on this issue. And former Olympic champion Bruce Jenner, who's currently living as a woman, also says he supports the president on transgenderism in sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in some states are pushing measures to crack down on abortion pills or penalize women who obtain abortions. Some of the efforts appear to be stalled this year. It's too early to tell whether others will gain momentum. Several states have banned abortion, but only Louisiana so far has classified certain abortion drugs as controlled dangerous substances that can increase penalties for people who possess them without prescriptions. This is SRN News. Well, Monday is President's Day, or whatever you want to call it.
The federal holiday is officially Washington's birthday to honor George, and 34 states use his name in some way. However, 19 states use some form of George and or President's Day. The latter took hold after the holiday became fixed in 1971 on the third Monday in February. Hope you're keeping track of all of this. The result is a jumble of names, dates, and ideas on how to celebrate. Bottom line, celebrate however you wish as we honor those who have led the nation. Jason Walker reporting.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says he's pushing for the immediate release of all hostages held by terror group Hamas. Rubio told CBS's Face the Nation he's working closely with the Israeli government to secure their release as soon as possible. His comments come after 3 more hostages were released on Saturday. More details at SRNNews.com.